50 to 60 miles per hour, perhaps stronger in some locations, and that could bring some disruption.
That is definitely worth knowing about. Thank you very much indeed, Ben. Now let's turn to the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 3rd of April. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, new lows expected Norwegian Basin 977 and Southeast Iceland 985 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Utsira, southeasterly 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, veering westerly 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering westerly 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South 5 to 7, veering west or southwest 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, moderate or good. Fisher, south or southeast 5 to 7, veering west 4 to 6 later. Rain or squally showers. Good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White. South or southwest 5 to 7, veering west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 4 to 6, rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, west 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, occasional rain, moderate or good. South Fitzroy, northerly 4 to 6 in southeast until later, otherwise variable 2 to 4, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, west or southwest 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, west or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming west 5 to 7, rain then squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes, cyclonic, becoming west later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, rain or squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, westerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, rain or squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west, northwest, 4, recent precipitation, 22 miles, 999 rising. Stornoway, west by north, 3, slight rain, 5 miles, 995, falling more slowly. Lowick, southeast, 6, rain, 3 miles, 1001, falling quickly. Lucas, south by west, 4, slight rain, 8 miles, 999, falling quickly. Bridlington, south-southwest, 4, 1008, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 5, 11 miles, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south 5, 11 miles, 1017. Jersey, southwest 4, slight rain, 7 miles, 1018, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 5, 1016. Scilly Automatic, southwest by west 5, rain, 1.5 miles, 1014, falling. Valentia, southwest 4, slight showers, 1.5 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by south 6, mist, 4 miles, 1003, falling. Malin Head, west 4, 16 miles, 1001, now falling. Now for the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, areas of low pressure move northeast, close to North Scotland over the next couple of days. These will bring increasingly unsettled conditions with rain or showers and strong winds with the risk of gales in the north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South, veering west, 5 to 7. Occasional rain, squally wintry showers later, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South, veering west or southwest, 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Rain, squally showers later, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South, 5 to 7, veering west or southwest, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southwest, 4 to 6, veering west, 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, veering westerly, 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 for a time. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest, 4 to 6, veering west or northwest, 3 to 5 later, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, southwest, 5 or 6, veering west or southwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. West or southwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain, then squally showers, perhaps turning wintry later. Good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times in north. Occasional rain or squally showers, turning wintry later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. Southeast, 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest, 5 to 7. Rain then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. We have a few moments, so a quick mention of the food programme later this morning. The programme's investigating how economics and social media are affecting how young people eat. People in the 18 to 30 group are living in challenging times and have, of course, grown up with the internet as a central part of their lives. So how is social media affecting how they cook and eat? And what about inflation and financial issues? What are they still living at home with their parents? The food programme is at 11 o'clock. But now it's time for Prayer for the Day with Richard Fraser at the Church of Scotland.
Good morning. The most moving sculpture I've seen is in the Vatican in Rome, the Pietà. It's a depiction of Mary, Jesus' mother, whom the accounts tell us witnessed the crucifixion of her son. In Michelangelo's sculpture, she's depicted cradling his dead body in her arms. It's a depiction of profound sorrow, down to the depths of loss. And it's almost impossible not to feel moved. There's a question I once read asking, what would you see if you saw the face of God? And the answer was, you would see a face half ruined by suffering and fierce with joy. Mysteriously, that sculpture of Mary's sorrow cradling in her arms the child she once bore speaks profoundly of the many tragic moments that living a fully human life brings about. This Holy Week for Christians, it's not a fingers-crossed hope against hope that all will turn out well. For many in our world, that simply does not happen. It's an opportunity to reflect on how we can begin to bear the weight of human existence when things do not go as we'd hoped or planned. This is an emotional week in which the narrative about Jesus played out in Jerusalem all those years ago enables us to read the story of human life with its tragedy, betrayal and brutality, and know that suffering may not completely ruin us, but instead has the potential to illuminate